You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 29, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The Trump administration has been reshaping higher education by targeting diversity, equity, and inclusion (DEI) programs. More than 50 universities are currently under federal investigation regarding their DEI initiatives. This scrutiny marks a significant shift in higher education, where inclusivity efforts face political and legal pressure. President Trump and Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin have publicly claimed that DEI programs are illegal. Legal experts like University of South Carolina law professor Derek Black argue that DEI offices are not inherently illegal or unconstitutional. Federal litigation has been initiated by groups such as the American Association of University Professors to challenge Trump's executive orders related to DEI. George Mason, University President Gregory Washington, has been a focal point in this controversy. He has refused to apologize for his commitment to DEI programs, despite pressure from the Trump administration. The Department of Education's Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights, Craig Treanor, accused Washington of implementing unlawful DEI policies that discriminate based on race. This accusation has led to federal scrutiny of George Mason University. The Department of Education demanded that Washington issue a public apology for his DEI commitment by September 1st, which he refused. Washington's attorney Douglas Gansler asserted that no job applicant had faced discrimination at GMU. Gansler also stated that the Office for Civil Rights, OCR, had not identified any individual who experienced discrimination, making claims of Title VI or Title IX violations unfounded. The dispute centers on whether GMU's DEI policies led to actual discriminatory practices. DEI programs aim to promote fair representation and treatment for individuals from diverse backgrounds and educational settings. Virginia colleges and universities are facing federal pressure to end DEI policies that promote representation. The administration argues that unlawful DEI policies and racial preferencing violate civil rights laws by favoring individuals based on race rather than merit. Executive Order 13173, issued on January 21, 2025, bans DEI policies perceived as violating civil rights. Education Secretary Linda McMahon emphasized that students should be assessed based on merit, not race. This executive order has led to rollbacks of DEI policies in public institutions and investigations into over 50 universities. George Mason and Old Dominion universities are among those making changes to align with the executive order. The University of Virginia's Board of Visitors voted to dissolve its Office of Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Community Partnerships on March 1st. These actions reflect the administration's influence on DEI policies, prompting institutions to reevaluate or dismantle programs. The pressure from the Trump administration has resulted in resignations and policy changes at various universities, raising concerns about targeting Black leadership. The American Association of University Professors criticized the targeting of Black leaders as unprecedented and troubling. Former University of Virginia President James Ryan resigned due to attacks over the school's DEI policies. Northwestern President Michael Schill also resigned after the administration withheld nearly $800 million in federal research grants. These instances suggest a pattern of pressure tactics impacting the careers of those who support DEI. Gregory Washington believes the Trump administration is retroactively punishing him for actions taken before current DEI restrictions. He expressed concern about fairness and due process regarding new regulations applied to past conduct. Washington's attorney reiterated the lack of evidence for discrimination, questioning the basis of the investigation. The discussions around DEI occur within a broader context of significant racial disparities in the American justice system. The U.S. has the highest incarceration rate globally, with over 2.3 million people under its control. African Americans are incarcerated at more than five times the rate of white individuals. If these groups were incarcerated at the same rate as whites, prison populations would decline by nearly 40%. This disparity highlights systemic issues that DEI initiatives aim to address, making attacks on these programs concerning for advocates of racial justice. The term mass incarceration has gained prominence in public discourse over the last four decades, disproportionately affecting communities of color. Copyright, African Elements.